Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends. And Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to Bagels and Blessings. Today, you will hear a pre-recorded interview with Patrick Lombroso, and I'm featuring all the music from the Lombrosos. You're going to love this wonderful messianic music. So stay with me, and I'll be right back.
Shabbat, Shabbat. Shabbat, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai.
That was Jonathan Sattel. God bless that man and his wonderful voice. And you're listening to the Shabbat Medley. I want to mention that Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Come and fellowship with us on Saturdays at 10 o'clock a.m. We are at 1326 North Winton Road in Irondequoit. We are Jews and Gentiles coming together to worship the Lord as one. While you're at Shema Yisrael, please visit the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. It is open right after services every week up till about 1 o'clock, and on Tuesdays from 1 to 7, and Thursdays from 1 to 6. Right now, there's a special contest going on where you have a chance to come into the Fig Tree and enter a contest, and if you are the winner, you get to win something fabulous from the bookstore. It's a great place to go for all kinds of messianic worship CDs, prayer shawls, shofars, books about sharing Messiah, books all about the Jewish holidays, cards, and jewelry. A great place to go for your Hanukkah and Christmas presents. And if you're listening to this program in Lockport, Medina, or Buffalo, please visit Congregation Birth Hadashah at 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst. Their services are every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. Back to you, Jonathan.
Jerusalem, Jerusalem shall live in peace. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom.
Yes, shalom to all y'all. I wish you lots of peace. And you know, I'm not featuring any songs about thanks and Thanksgiving today, but I just want to say that I wish all of you a happy Thanksgiving. And I am so thankful for my family, my friends, and for an opportunity to be on the air every Saturday at 2 o'clock sharing the wonderful messianic music. Today I'm featuring music from the Lombrosos, and this is from the CD Day of Messiah, and the song is called Day of Messiah.
When he comes to conquer the land, in the day of Mashiach, when he comes to conquer the land. When the shofar will sound jubilee, when the captives at last will be free, to replenish the earth, bring life and rebirth, when the lion of Judah will reign. Who'll take the stand in the day of Messiah? Who will be strong in the day that he comes? Who will be found in the day of Mashiach, faithful to keep his commands? Who'll take the stand in the day of Messiah? Who will be strong in the day that he comes? Who will be found in the day of Mashiach, faithful to keep his command? When the shofar will sound jubilee, when the captives at last will be free, to replenish the earth, bring life and rebirth, when the Lion of Judah will reign.
I'm featuring the music of the Lombrosos today, Patrick Lombroso. I interviewed him a couple of days ago, and you're going to get to hear that interview in a few moments. But let's play some more songs. This is Shomer Yisrael, the Lombrosos.
Our shalom.
Yeshuati. Let us praise your holy name. Tzur Israel, Adon Yeshuati. Let us praise your holy name. Melech Israel, King above all kings, let your kingdom reign, Adonai. Melech Israel, King above all kings, let your kingdom reign, Adonai.
Hallelujah. Thank you, everybody who's helping to keep Bagels and Blessings on the air. You know, you can go to my Facebook page, Bagels and Blessings, anytime and give me a shout out. Or you can go to bagelsandblessings.com and you can click on Donate Now if you would like to help keep this program on the air. There are some sponsors who have been so faithful right now. Let's hear about Odell Chiropractic.
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect it.
This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh, oh, oh boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
Yes, I am highly in favor of getting adjusted at a chiropractor. I used to be afraid of it. I admit it. I was afraid, but I am not afraid anymore. I've been going for several years now, and I feel pretty good. All right, let's hear some more music from the Lombrosos. Toda Abba. Thank you, Father, from Day of Messiah. Toda Abba. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for another great sponsor, Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. Well, it happened again. I had a problem with the heat, and I called them, and I'm not kidding you. Within 10 minutes, they were there at my door fixing it. It was simple. It was a part that was needed, and they were there, and they came so quickly. And I have a nice picture of their beautiful truck on my Bagels and Blessings Facebook page, too. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. Give them a call at 585-889-7840. They're the best in town. Family owned and operated, and they love the Lord. 889-7840. Why don't we listen to some more music? This is Ginat Ahava.
Yeah.
is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. If you just turned on your radio, pretty soon you're going to hear an interview with Patrick Lombroso. And right now, I'd like you to hear from a couple of my sponsors, starting with Europa Cafe. Change is in the air. The Europa Deli and Cafe, now together in one big room. They may have taken away the seating, but they haven't taken away the flavor. Now you can get delicious baked goods and pastries to go, as well as pierogies, fish, herring, and other European delicacies. The Europa Deli and Cafe is located at 1694 Penfield Road. Their phone number is 385-2040, and they're open Mondays, Tuesdays, and Saturdays from 10 to 6, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 10 to 8, and Sundays from 11 to 4. Come on into the Europa Deli and Cafe, and you will be so glad you did. Good. People are always telling me that my hair is adorable. Where do you get your hair done? They always ask. I go to Jardé's Hair Salon. It's located at 2433 Lyle Road in Rochester. Their phone number is 585-429-6623. Enjoy a session that's all about you in a relaxing, rejuvenating environment at Jardé's Hair Salon. Their professional staff will always aim to please, and they will ensure that your experience is a memorable event. Be sure to give them a call today. That's Jardé's Hair Salon and Spa, 429-6623. They are your hair color specialists, and they provide facial waxing and men, women's, and children's hair cutting, hair coloring, highlighting, permanence, and nails. Jardé's Hair Salon. You'll be so glad you checked them out. Yes, by all means, please go see Deborah at Jardé's Hair Salon on Lyle Road. She gives me one of the best haircuts ever, and she would love to take care of you and make you beautiful. And right now, let's hear from Joel Chernoff on how you can be a blessing to Israel.
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18? That through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed. Did you know that Jesus was and is Jewish? Yes, the Savior for all mankind was a Jew who lived in the land of Israel. His virgin mother was Jewish. He was born in Bethlehem. He grew up in the town of Nazareth in northern Israel. He died for our sins and was resurrected in Jerusalem. He ascended to heaven from the Mount of Olives, and on that mountain he will return as King of Kings. This is Joel Chernoff for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Shalom.
Today, over 40% of Israelis live in poverty. We have an opportunity to return the blessing God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to roiminute.com. That's roiminute.com.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shammai Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shammai Yisrael. That's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shammai Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
Come on, baby. I need bagels.
Gimme bagels tonight.
Okay, for a coupon for bagels, tell me what person in the Old Testament was turned into a pillar of salt? 222-2990. What person in the Old Testament was turned into a pillar of salt? Call now, 222-2990.
It'll be the greatest, so gimme bagels tonight. For 8 days I've been bagel free.
Wow.
All that matzah is getting to me.
Wow.
No bread or leaven, they're sure in heaven.
Bagels.
Spread thickly too.
I need bagels.
It'll be the greatest.
This is Ethel Chadwick, and I'm so happy to tell you that we do have a winner. The question is, what person in the Old Testament was turned into a pillar of salt? Who do we have on the air?
It's Ruth Barone, Ethel. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Ruth. So what's the answer?
Lot's wife.
That is correct. Mazel tov, darling. You're going to get a coupon for bagels.
Awesome.
All right. Well, stay tuned for a wonderful interview with Patrick Lombroso coming up right now. Patrick Lombroso, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Well, thank you for having me.
It is my pleasure. My good friend Yiska, or Jessica, introduced me to your music. It's wonderful.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
Thank you. So I was a little curious about how did you find Messiah? We'll start with that, and then I'll ask more questions.
How can I start? Well, I was born in France in 1958 in a Jewish Sephardi family. And but my family is not necessarily religious, just Jewish by identity. And but I was myself always wanted to know about God, the Bible. My family did not practice any part of Judaism, except maybe going to synagogue in the evening of Yom Kippur. That's it. I would spend Pesach at the home of some of my other uncles and aunts who were practicing, so I could do the seders and eat the matzah and things like that. But when I was 11, I did start my religious education. I went to the Talmud Torah. I studied my Hebrew, got ready for Bar Mitzvah, and that was really good. I remember I used to fast at Yom Kippur. My parents didn't fast. And, for me, God was important. And I never felt like the Torah was something that was binding. I felt it came from a God who actually cared what we ate and the way we lived. And when I was 14, I actually emigrated to Israel. All my young teenager days, I had been part of a youth Zionist movement. That's where I spent all my time. When I was not in school, that's where I was, the youth Zionist movement, with other Jewish teenagers like me, learning Israeli dancing and learning about the story of Israel and doing activities and reaching out to the other Jews in Paris. We had camps every summer and every holiday. It was awesome. When I was 14, I did go to Israel, and it was actually, I went in summer in July, and in the fall I entered school. I entered school in a little boarding school for new immigrants just a few kilometers north of Ashkelon. That was a great time for me. But somehow things happened, and sadly I had to return to Europe. My parents, the Jewish parents in Europe always worry about their children being in Israel, because Israel is not safe. When I was in school, there was the Yom Kippur War. So I was there during the Yom Kippur War. It was quite an experience. But I'm okay, and it was quite a, like I said, it was quite an experience. At a certain time, my parents wrote me. They said, French Army wants me, because in France you have to do 1 year of mandatory service.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's not like that anymore, but in those days you had to do 1 year mandatory service when you're 18. If I didn't go, I couldn't go back to France ever. I would be considered paywall or something like that.
Oh, like a traitor.
And I didn't go to do that. They would take me straight from the airport to the jail. So I did go. And then I was not able to return to Israel. But when I went there, I found out the army didn't want me anyway because I had one bad eye. I have a lazy eye, so for them, I was not good for shooting guns. It was not good enough.
Oh, dear.
But okay. But then it was a time when things went from bad to worse, let's say, with my parents. And I ended up doing what many young people did in those days, was I became a hippie in Europe. I was roaming the streets of Europe by myself or with other young hippies. And I was so very lost. I felt everything had failed me, whether it's religion, politics, goals, parents. I felt like life had nothing to offer me, and I had totally given up on everything and anything. I didn't do drugs very much. I didn't do that. I didn't want to.
That's good.
But I was very lost, and I was one day in Italy. You see, when you're a hippie, I guess in the streets, you meet a lot of these missionaries who want to talk to you about the Lord. I mean, I always told them, you know, I always see this guy's nicely dressed. There was quite a few Americans, actually, who were coming to evangelize Europe. And through the time during the Jesus Revolution, there was a lot of youth movements like that in those days. And so when we meet these people, I used to tell them, oh, thank you, I already have my religion, I'm Jewish. And when I would say that, they would go away. It's almost like if I could see a bubble of their thoughts, oh, yes, these Jews, they always resist the Holy Ghost anyway. You know, quoting from the Book of Acts. And I used to shoot them away. Until one time, one guy did come to me. I remember he was tall, long hair, beard, dressed in a jean shirt and had jeans, boots on, leather boots. He looked rather cool. He didn't have the clean-cut look that all the other guys had. And he gave me a tract in the street. It was in Italy. And I didn't understand Italian at that time. But I understood the picture on the first page of the tract. And the picture was like a cartoon divided in two parts. The top part had a young man playing guitar, had long hair, hippie-looking young man, playing guitar happily in a field while children danced around him. And the bottom part had Hitler listening to Wagner, declaring war, and pictures of bombs and planes bombing everything around. I understood the message. I was starting playing guitar, I was starting learning music and writing songs. Some music, I understood the message that some music was inspiring, some music was depressing, that music had an effect on our personality, and I really believed that.
Sure.
So I really liked the picture. So he said, we started to talk, and he wanted to talk to me about the Lord. I said, I have my religion, and he didn't go away. He just actually said, oh, interesting. And he dropped the subject. He didn't ask me about me, who I was, where I came from, what my interest. He actually showed me care as a person. And I felt, wow, because in those days, nobody cared for me. Nobody wanted me around. I was dirty. I was dinky. I was depressing. I was gloomy. Nobody wanted me around. Nobody talked with me.
Aww.
So then he was friendly. He was friendly. He said, oh, where are you from? And blah, blah, blah. And then he said, you know, why don't you come to my house around 5:30? I thought, wow, nobody invited me to their house. But that's a bit close to dinner, so maybe I'll get dinner. So I said, okay. So I went to his house, and there he brought out a, he wanted to record my feeble beginner's attempts in music. I used to sing some popular French songs in those days. I used to do that in the streets to collect a few liras, to the lira in those days, to buy a little bit of food, something. And he brought out, they didn't have a small MP3 recorder or whatever. He brought a big reel-to-reel machine to record me. I thought, oh boy, this was a lot of attention. And I played my music. And then, you know, at the opportune moment, I guess he had warmed my heart. He felt he had warmed my heart. And I didn't have all my defenses up. He says, you know, your Bible, it talks about our Jesus. I said, hey, I'm 17, I know everything. I told him, nah, impossible. And by quote coincidence, he did speak both languages, French and Italian, because his father was Italian, his mother was French. And he brought me a Bible with that was both French and Italian. And he showed me Isaiah 53. And I read it for myself. And when I did, I started crying.
Aww.
That's because at that time, as far as I was concerned, I had no goal, no life, no vision. And I was raised in France. I understood. I knew the story of Yeshua. And I knew it in the Catholic way, because France was, the Church of France is Catholic, even though it's not a religious country. Catholicism is everywhere. So I understood the message, and the message of Isaiah 53 for me was that somebody, the Messiah, died so that I could get a new chance of a new life. He took everything from me. And that made me cry, because at that time I needed a chance at a new life. I needed something new. I needed to be able to start again. I needed that chance. And that's what I got from that. So then he asked me if I wanted to receive Messiah for myself as my Messiah, my Redeemer. I understood it from the Jewish prophets. From the Jewish prophets, it made sense to me.
Sure.
So then I said yes. You know, and that's when my walk started. And actually, it was I realized afterward that he was part of one of those Jesus people communes, these young people in those days who were doing that. So, and I stayed at that commune, and I learned, I started learning the new things. It's funny, that commune actually did a lot of things that I was familiar to. That commune ate kosher. That commune took the Sabbath, one day a week off. And that commune also did times of singing together and dancing in circle, which was circle dancing and singing together and learning Bible and eating kosher and taking one day a week off, the Sabbath off. I was very familiar with. So I felt very comfortable then. That's when my walk with Messiah started. Voila.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. So how did you become this amazing recording artist? Because you've written so many songs now, and how did all that happen?
Well, let's see. When I was in France, I did write several songs that played on radio stations and everything. And but it was very small efforts. I used my songs mostly in youth ministries. We used to reach out to other street youth. I remember one day I was in a train in Italy and with some friends, same from that Jesus people type of commune. And I remember this guy playing guitar. And when he played guitar and sang very deep songs, people would cry. It was almost like it was really a gift that the Ruach HaKodesh, the spirit, would come and talk to people, and he was able to witness that way. When I saw that, I thought, I prayed, I said, Hashem, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. You give me that gift, I'll only use my singing for you. Not for me, not for my glory, I'll only use for you. And eventually I started doing that. And I did that all over Europe. And at one point in France, when I was 18, I met a young man. He wanted to be my producer and produce me. But as I went along on that road with him, I realized I had to compromise my life. I had to live in a way that I did not agree. I had to, so I let go of it. I said, no, I don't want to do that. This is not for me. This is not for my glory. If I cannot sing my message, if I cannot be my own personality, then I'm not going to go for it just for the sake of fame and glory and being a famous musician. So I let go of it. And then I got married. And actually, when I got married, it was through music, too. I had written a whole bunch of French songs that I had put on the tape, just with my guitar on the tape, on one of those little tape recorders in those days. And I had distributed that tape to many of my friends who wanted to have my songs to be able to use them, too. And now some of these songs play in Africa, in Europe, in some French islands and places. So, and I'd given that tape to several people. And of course, at that time, for me, I was on the hunt to get married. And there was the girl who is my wife now. I never gave her a tape. I was not interested in her. She was too tall, too white, too smart, too loud, too American for me. It's like, I was not interested. So I gave it to a lot of other friends. And, but a person to whom I gave it to her. Actually, I made a copy to give to her. But she wanted one. She liked those songs. She's my wife. She's born in Portland, in the States, so Portland, Oregon. But she was there. And she told me she used to listen to it at night under a pillow.
Aww, that's so sweet.
One time I was doing a youth thing in a park, and we were singing, and other young people were singing with me, and those were all my original songs. And I hear this voice behind me singing in perfect harmony. I thought, who is doing this? You know, those were my songs. How could somebody know them so well like that? And I looked, and it was that girl. I thought, oh, now I was interested. Now she was interesting to me.
Aww.
You know, so basically, we started communication, and we've been making little notes together ever since.
Make beautiful
and,
music together.
We actually had six little notes together, six children. And we started traveling around the world. We're teachers for the deaf. So we did ministry around youth and teaching the deaf in India, Philippines, Bangladesh, Thailand. But in 1995, we came to the States with our six teenage children. Traveling was not good enough. We're homeschoolers, but when children get to be teenagers, they need more than just mom and pops. So we came here. For me, it was brand new. It was like walking into a movie studio, because all I knew about the States was what I saw in movies. And one day, we used to sing, and my wife used to write melodies and songs here and there that never went anywhere. I wrote little songs, melodies that never went anywhere. Until one day, she was on the piano, and she came to me and she said, look, I got this melody. You know, it goes, da, 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 Messiah. You know, she just gave me that theme. Can you do something with it? I said, well, I'll try, you know. And I took it, and I wrote words. You see, she's much more the musical theorist. Me, I'm the writer. I'm the teacher. I'm the writer, even though English is my fourth language. So, and when I brought her the words on the melody that she wrote, she says, wow, good. But, you know, she's used to correcting my English. Yeah, I learned English with the King James Bible. And so she said, well, this word and this word you take off. This word and this sentence you got to change. It doesn't work. And this doesn't rhyme. And so I said, you know, musicians are really proud. But I said, okay. And I said, you know that melody? I'd like you to change that part and put a minor note here. And change that part and repeat this one and do this and that. And she looked at me and she went, okay. And that's how we wrote our first song, really, that took off, which was Day of Messiah. And this is a big lesson for us, is that we learned that together, by ourselves, we can do something. But when we work together and accept correction from each other, then we can do something that has much more power and value. You know, so I mean, we've been writing all these songs together like that. She mainly does the music. I mainly do the words.
And it works. It works beautifully. We have time for maybe one more question, and this is an important question, and that is, for all the thousands of people who want to get your music, what is the best way to do that?
Well, you can go to www.thelombrosos.com. It's written www.thelombrosos.com.
Amazing.
And it's right on our website.
Amazing, amazing. And I hope your Jewish relatives are proud of you and understand what you're doing, because you are such a blessing.
Actually, when I became a believer, my Jewish relatives ostracized me from my family.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Rejected me. But I was also very, maybe, young and unwise. And over the years, I hope I learned some wisdom. But what I do now is, that my family has accepted me. I was able to present them my faith in relation to the Tanakh, to the Torah, and in living a Jewish lifestyle.
Praise God. Praise
and now
God.
They accept me and talk with me about it, and they actually really honor me. My father has gotten very close to me, actually.
Wow. Thank you so very much for being my guest. I am just so happy to hear your story, and it's beautiful. And I want to say something wonderful in French, but my French isn't very good, so I know I can say in Hebrew, Tov Ma'od. Yes, yes. Thank you so much. Lord bless you, and I look forward to hearing many more songs from you.
Well, thank you. Well, we hope to be able to write some more. We actually have a few more in the oven that are getting ready, so.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you are correct in what you said at the beginning of the interview. Music has such a profound impact on people. And so I know that you are blessing a lot of people. So God bless you and your wife and your children. And I hope to talk with you soon.
Well, thank you. And thank you again for having me on the show.
You're welcome. Shalom.
Shalom.
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings, and that was my interview with Patrick Lombroso. If you missed any part of today's program, the music and the interview, I should have it up on my podcast by tomorrow. You can go to bagelsandblessings.blogspot.com, or you can wait till I put a link on my Bagels and Blessings Facebook page. But I will have a podcast of today's show. You're going to want to share it with all your friends. I'm so thrilled to have shared this wonderful music with you today. And guess what time it is? Yeah, it's time for the Aaronic Benediction with Phil Klein.
Vayismorecha Yager Adonai panavalecha Vikunecha Yes, Adonai, Panamalecha, V'yasem Lecha, Shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Alechem, peace be with you. Remember that every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. I wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. Give thanks to the Lord for all he has done for you. And thank you for listening. I'll be back next week right here on WDCX 990 AM at 2 o'clock next Saturday. Shabbat Shalom.